Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 8:39, it's good morning again to Oisin.
Good morning, Audrey. How are things? Now, starting off with the 149th Dublin Horse Show getting underway today in Ball's Bridge. Post-Olympics, some of the best international show jumpers in the world will be competing for an opportunity for a share in the almost €1.5 million in prize money, including the Rolex International Grand Prix on Sunday with a prize purse of €500,000 in that one. Irish team manager Michael Blake is looking forward to the week ahead, and after the disappointment of not medalling in Paris, he's hoping to get back to winning ways this Friday in the underwriting exchange Aga Khan. He spoke to our reporter Brendan McCardle ahead of the action this week.
Michael Blake, welcome back from Paris. Looking forward to the week ahead?
I am indeed, Brendan. I always love Dublin Horse Show, and it's a spectacle and it's a fantastic show to be at, and you know, we're here to do our best.
Usually you come to Dublin as the favourite and the team that is going to deliver on Friday afternoon. I know there's a lot of jumping between now and then, but on paper the Swiss look like the team to beat, the defending champions in the Aga Khan.
Yeah, when you look at them on paper, they definitely look very, very strong. Obviously we've had a very grueling year, and obviously we won the LLN series, and you know, we won some big ones, we won Aachen, and you know, it's beginning to tell on us now, I suppose, a little bit. The year's got quite long, and even though we have got great depth, you could almost say we're running out. I think we'll have probably a very good team in Spruce in a couple of weeks' time again. We'll have had a week or two to regroup. But it's just a little difficult for us this week. But, we'll still be there, thereabouts.
Some of the riders that you had in Paris, but different horses here this week. So the horses are fresh, and the horses are certainly up to the challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. We have some of the same riders, and you know, they're very, very experienced riders. And as you say, the Swiss are very good on paper. But I mean, we went to the Swiss beaters here last year. We went to the Europeans, and we thought the Swiss would kick it out of the park. And you know, they're still running.
Finally, Dublin Horse Show is special, and no other show is like it.
No, that's for sure. I mean, it has something for everybody. It's just when you go in there, like from when you go in the front gate, to go all the way around, all day spectacle for everybody, all week spectacle for everybody. It's a special, special show, and it resonates with the people of Ireland.
Brendan McCardle there with Irish team manager Michael Blake. So the action set to get underway at this year's Dublin Horse Show around 12 noon this afternoon. Now to soccer, and the curtain raiser for the 2024-25 season in European football takes place at the National Stadium in Warsaw as 15-time European champions Real Madrid take on last season's Europa League winners Atalanta. A victory for Madrid would set them apart from fellow 5-time victors Barcelona and Milan, making them the first team to win the UEFA Super Cup 6 times. Legendary head coach Carlo Ancelotti is also eyeing a record 5th Super Cup as coach, a feat no one else has achieved before. And with Kylian Mbappe poised to make his debut, this season's opener for Madrid is generating significant interest and excitement. Kickoff is at 8 p.m. and we'll have full coverage of the match on RTE2 television and the RTE player. Now, Premier League chief executive Richard Masters says it's self-evident the case around Manchester City's 115 charges needs to be resolved for the good of the league. An independent disciplinary commission is set to hear the case against City, who deny all charges for allegedly breaching the Premier League's financial rules, with some dating back to 2009. In an interview with the BBC, Masters said he thinks it's time now for the case to resolve itself.
I think it's important that the situation does resolve itself, and obviously when the case has been heard there will be a decision published, and all the questions that you would like me to answer will be answered as part of that process. A decision will be published, and not I or anyone else at the Premier League, but through an independent panel of people will answer those questions for you.
When you say you need it to be resolved, why? Because you fear it may cast a shadow over this season if it's not resolved soon?
No, I think it is time now, I think, for it to resolve itself. It's been going on for a number of years, and I think it's self-evident that the case needs to be heard and answered.
The Premier League also hopes to reduce frustration with the VAR system. They're set to launch a new dedicated social media account that will provide near real-time updates and explanations regarding officiating and operational decisions for every match. Teams voted in favour of keeping VAR in June, despite huge amounts of criticism about the technology-aided officiating system last season, with Wolverhampton Wanderers initiating a petition to scrap it. Hopefully this now is a step towards fans having some clarity around the decisions. Now to cricket, Gabby Lewis struck an unbeaten 119 from 7 75 balls as the Ireland women's team held on to beat Sri Lanka by 7 runs, and in the process registering the first ever win over the Asia Cup champions. The teams will now move to Belfast for a 3-match ODI series starting this Friday. And to golf, the LPGA have announced that the 2028 Solheim Cup will be played at the Valhalla Golf Club in Louisville, Kentucky. The dates for the international tournament, where top players from the United States face those from Europe, have not been finalised. The Solheim Cup will be the first major women's competition held at Valhalla, which opened in 1986. Cavan golfer Leona Maguire has represented Europe in the last 2 editions, making a remarkable debut on American soil in 2021, when she won 4.5 out of a possible 5 points as Team Europe won 15-13. And she also won 3 points out of the 5 last year in Spain, as Europe retained the cup when the sides finished 14 points apiece. And finally, there's racing at Goran Park this evening, with the first of a 7-race card going to post at 5:10.